A lot of opportunities, I would say. I'm looking to franchise, majority of the southern part of the country because, I'm living close to Mladá Boleslav, so as well, egoistically speaking, I want to avoid a lot of very long traveling across the country, so I prefer to work with franchising partners in those areas. And hold the upper part of the country, all these regions as national office. But we'll see according to how opportunities arise and how I find really good, reliable people that I can work with in developing these territories. Buona dimineața, dobre rano, good morning. Guten Morgen.
In Germany, I think so it's also in European countries, we have this television child program. It's called Die Sendung mit der Maus. Mouse and Elephant. And exactly when they share the agenda or the content, what comes, they say, okay. And they say it one time in German and then second time in a foreign language and said, and then they say, okay, this was Romania. So something like that. So thank you, podcast episode 3 with Diana. Wie ich und du. Der Umsetzungspodcast means when we translate it a little bit flexible in English, it's about get shit done podcast, I would say so. And last episode, we heard about Diana's story, never done before, how she started in Romania to getting inspired over the television series Dallas, coming on a national franchise with the quote, buying the franchise without missing a live meeting before. So, you can do so. And today, let us take a look a little bit in the future. So maybe in 10 years and so on and so on. How it is then in Czech Republic with your business case, networking, core building groups, connected people, and that we are able on our next travel to Austria to have minimum two, better three or five stops per day in local teams and chapters.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. For sure, there is a interesting future ahead. I'm hoping that in 10 years' time, we'll already have groups running everywhere across the country. I'm very excited actually, because right now we're developing in the first two cities outside of Prague. We're developing close to you actually, on the border with Germany. There is a city called Liberec, where I believe a lot of people are speaking German because it used to be a city of wealthy German people far away in the past history. And second one is South Morava, which is the second largest area of the Czech Republic and the wealthiest as well. Looks like that's my first partners over there. So very, very excited to see the development, and I have insane plans for 2025. So let's see how things are going to work.
Yeah. So that means for all the people outside who are not, maybe they heard something about BNI, but they didn't visit a group or whatever. BNI is a franchise, and so like on the other franchise all over the globe, you can be a partner. For example, of Diana. And how many when we sketched it a little bit. How many franchise partners do you want or do you have in 10 years? Maybe it's a better question.
Right. Czech Republic has 14 geographic regions, administrative regions. Yeah. So I'm looking to franchise about 40, 50% of the country. which means about 8 of these territories when I'm looking at, population. A lot of opportunities, I would say. I'm looking to franchise, majority of the southern part of the country because, I'm living close to Mladá Boleslav, so as well, egoistically speaking, I want to avoid a lot of very long traveling across the country, so I prefer to work with franchising partners in those areas. And hold the upper part of the country, all these regions as national office. But we'll see according to how opportunities arise and how I find really good, reliable people that I can work with in developing these territories.
I repeat it. She want to have liable partners. So we also had a little some little stories, yes, on the last months when people said, "Oh yes, let do it, let do it," and you call them back and you call them back and, "Oh, maybe later. No, today I don't have time." Blah 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 blah. So yeah, sometimes we call it life, and sometimes we also I quote it a little bit, especially in BNI unmask the entrepreneur and the person behind, right? And so BNI is a perfect filter. It's a
It
system,
is, I
it's
would
a filter.
say. I think we have great systems that help us to identify the right people. However, when you find these right people from within, it's easier when you notice some members which are really doing a great job within the community. They're really givers. They are really, green in the traffic lights, and it totally makes sense for them to go to the next level and build for themselves such a ecosystem of businesses that further help them to build their success in the region or even outside of the region. We already know how BNI is offering fantastic development opportunities for self-development, on an international level. And it's one of the things that I love so much about BNI that it gives you all these connections to incredible businesses, incredible opportunities outside the borders of the country. Even you will not think it's probably one of the best values of BNI that you start because you want more business for yourself, and you never know what it takes you. And the journeys that I've been hearing in BNI are just so absolutely inspiring.
Yeah.
My own journey is a crazy one, right? I joined as a member during the pandemic, working from my bedroom, from my home for 1 year, and I grew and I had success and I loved it. And I had a very selfish reason, I wanted to just develop my business to Czech Republic so I can be out of the house, so I can meet people and just connect on a one human to human basis, not through the screens. And there's no BNI here, so Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman brought
Exactly. So, next year, there is the next national convention.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So at the first week of October, right? So, hey guys, it is worth and a big value to visit there. Not only to be in the convention, yes, it is amazing. You will meet crazy, not like head crazy, more instead of crazy with some distance to the mainstream, right? And for me, BNI is one word for my future is make it's confidence. It doesn't matter what happened in the world. It doesn't matter happen what with your business and so on. if you have this good relationship with the system, you can connect with over 300, near round about 30,000, 340,000 entrepreneurs and leaders in the whole world. Lower one from the company size, bigger one from the company size, local economies till international business cases. And that is why I also said to my family, hey, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. You have a safety net for the future, and it starts to connect with somebody in the ideal version in Prague, for example. Yeah? And for me, it's what you said. It's also to connect traveling with good cities. So in the last times when we meet us in Prague, we did some things together. You visit us in Germany, and for me, it's Prague. It's in the meantime like a second home, I would say so, because it is one of the most beautiful cities in Europe. You have great restaurants there and so on. This macaron store, the beer, the local food, and of course, like knowing some guys like Hank with his chocolate manufactory, I like to be there. And that's it. So, in all this direction, all this combination, what is your recommendation for entrepreneurs in general to be able to survive, I would say so, or to have it more plannable in the next 5 to 10 years? What is maybe your three best tips, like we hear it in the social media or something like that?
Three best tips. I think the best tip is to really focus on building relationships that last, regarding what business you do. You know that if you surround yourself with the right people, you will not ever not have solutions for whatever you decide to do. Second thing, oh God, I think it's to be flexible, to be always, open-minded for new opportunities. And in this way, I do believe, again, from BNI member to BNI member, I believe we're probably a little bit brainwashed, but I do feel that in BNI we get to meet so many different fields of work, of professions constantly. So our spectrum, our ideas get so much enriched with every single meeting, with all the visitors where we get to meet. And we see so much more opportunities for growth, for investment, for development, for advancing in some way. So I think this is really, really powerful, because when you always stay in your bubble, you have a hard time to constantly think solutions. And yeah, you think of new solutions, you think of new things to do, maybe develop new things for your company, maybe find ways how to do things better for your company, maybe find ways how to transition into other things, sell your company or do something else on the side. So it's just so many opportunities that are coming around, and keeping an open mind and vigilant about what's around you helps you to be more agile and more prepared for the future. Third thing, careful about the reputation, I would say. In BNI, we have this immense value that we are able to filter in our communities, the people that do what they say they would do, that show that they walk the talk and they are delivering and they are reliable. And I think this is priceless. This is priceless because we come to meet just so many people on a constant basis. And when you know who is able to hold a face, who you can actually count with, that's just priceless. So yeah, there goes my three tips, like on social media.
Very good. So we have it because also, especially the last thing, we also had one, two stories in the last months where exactly this wasn't happened. And yeah, the person is not more in the circle. That's it. It's fully okay. But it's about reputation, right? So, and we will see what happened. B&I and also life is a marathon, yeah. And learn to enjoy it, although you are not a runner, for example. And that is the point. So, it is like a tradition to finish the podcast episode with some last words, also when the guests are not liked it very much. So that is why, yeah, a little bit out of the comfort zone, why it's not here. So, last words for today from you.
I'll keep it in line with what I've just said. Focus on building those powerful relationships at all times to make sure that you surround yourself with the right people, with the accountable people that you can rely on regardless of what life brings around. And when this happens, then just, happy life, happy business, and we can enjoy looking to the future with confidence, to quote you as well. Thank you. I really enjoy the podcast. Oh my God, there we go. I just did my first podcast. Thank you so much, Sebastian. It was an honor.